Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
947, it's Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN.
Everyone telling you be of good cheer.
Very busy home video time of the year. So many holiday specials that are on now, people replenishing their home video collections with some of their favorite holiday TV shows and movies, and tons of releases coming out for your holiday gift-giving pleasure. Keith Kimball is a film reviewer, film editor with Metacritic.com. He joins us on the phone line. Keith, happy holidays to you. Thanks for joining us again.
Happy holidays to you, Dean. Good to be here.
Good to have you on with us. Now, do you have, favorite must-see holiday TV shows or movies, that are out this time of year?
I still like all the wonderful animated Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
right. Yeah.
And all of those wonderful shorts that are on TV nowadays,
And the Rankin and Bass you're talking about, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And all that is available on DVD and home video now too, so people can add that to their collections.
It is, definitely. Yeah, it's wonderful stuff. And I always like to revisit Die Hard, It's a great Christmas movie.
It's a great Christmas classic. It's very, very true. Have you seen this Bill Murray Christmas special that's on Netflix, A Very Murray Christmas, that was directed by Sofia Coppola and features George Clooney and Chris Rock and Miley Cyrus, and then the list goes on and on? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I have actually. It's only an hour long. It's like a kind of a play on the old variety shows, and it's a lot of fun. Everyone kind of comes in. It was a very relaxed, set, and it's not played for anything other than just to kind of honor Murray, have a little fun, sing a few songs, and some of those singing, the singing isn't that great. It's more played for a joke. Chris Rock comes on and sings with Murray on a bit that's really funny.
I'm sure.
And then you have Miley Cyrus come on and sing, very well on Silent Night. So it's a fun little hour, I think, to spend for people if they have Netflix, definitely.
Yeah, trying to wrap my head around Miley Cyrus singing Silent Night. I'm picturing her on a wrecking, the wrecking ball moving in time with the music. It's a little disturbing.
We'll say it's one of her more tasteful performances. How about that?
All right. I guess she has to, at some point, had to do a tasteful performance.
Right.
Holiday collections also are everywhere this time of the year, including one for Marvel comic fans. This Marvel Cinematic Universe? Tell us what that is.
Yeah, so Marvel's kind of releasing all these films in phases. So phase one ended with the, first Avengers film, and then they started off phase two, and that just recently ended with Ant-Man. So with this new release, it comes in this special orb, and it comes with all this memorabilia, and what you get is you get Iron Man 3, Thor the Dark World, Captain America Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy, Avengers Age of Ultron, and Ant-Man, which is also being released this week separately December 8th. And you get the 3D versions, you get kind of special comic panels, all this fun stuff for your, really Marvel crazy fans out there. So it's a good one to find for the holidays. It'll definitely make some people happy.
Okay, yeah, so some cool stuff. Let's just talk about some of the new releases out. This past Tuesday, I think one of the best documentaries of the year, the film that's called Amy, the very interesting and just heart-rending story of the tragic life of Amy Winehouse, which just won Best Documentary from the National Board of Review, by the way. Did you see that one, Keith?
I did. I thought it was great. I thought, just like you, it's a tough watch at times.
Yeah.
She's such a talented singer. She was, but she just had such a tragic life. And, they do a great job of kind of capturing her life through all these, video footage that she recorded, her friends recorded. It really gives you, an insight into what she was doing. And yeah, I think it's going to be, talked about throughout the awards season. It's going to be up for awards, definitely.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? What really struck me with this film was how documented her life was. I guess, if you are of a certain age, you've got you know, video cameras going all the time. You know, the way people, you know, younger people are, you know, constantly shooting everything, photos or videos. But, you know, she, in this entertainment world, somebody was shooting her every move virtually in the early parts of her career. And then even in the later, extremely tragic parts of her life, when drug and alcohol use, you know, demolished her, you know, took her life. It's difficult to watch. It's fascinating to watch. So, if you're an Amy Winehouse fan, you might want to check that out.
For sure.
The Greta Gerwig and Noah Baumbach film, Mistress America, came out this past week. Mississippi Grind came out this week. There's also looking ahead, talking about Marvel Comics, Paul Rudd's Ant-Man comes out this week, right?
It does, yeah. And, you know, it's kind of a departure for Marvel. I really enjoyed it. It's a comedy. It came out to this summer. And, you know, they take a lighter tone with it. They have some fun. And, you know, it's setting up this sequel. You know, every Marvel film sets up the sequel. And the Ant-Man and the Wasp was set up kind of at the end of it. So if you want to, you know, catch up on the film and prepare for the sequel a couple years here down the line, I think it's a good one. It's a good one from Marvel for sure.
Yeah. Also coming out this week for the family, you know, slash the kids, the Minions movie is coming out this week. That was a huge box office success.
Yeah, it really hit the box office. It wasn't as great with the critics as far as compared to the Despicable Me and Despicable Me 2, which it spun off from. But, you know, every kid loves them. I know my nieces and nephews love the Minions, the way they talk, the way they kind of bounce around, and they have that kind of joyful, kind of weird, quirky kind of attitude.
Right.
And it's a great one, yeah.
Yeah, TV on DVD this week includes the third season of Hannibal, but also coming up on December 11th, this is a big night for Amazon Prime, the second season of the very critically acclaimed and award-winning Transparent, starring Jeffrey Tambor and Chicago's very own Amy Landecker, for whom we are, you know, very happy and very proud.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I watched the first season. I really enjoyed it. I'm really looking forward to season two. You can actually see the pilot now, or not the pilot, but the first episode from the second season right now. And then it all come out on the 11th. And, you know, it's a wonderful family story. It's different. You know, it really pushes the boundaries and it has great performances. As you said, Jeffrey Tambor, you know, won awards, and the show itself has won awards. So it's a great one.
Yeah. Okay. Then December 15th. Should be a week from Friday, and man, oh man, is this day ever set up for holiday gift-giving purchases. There are a ton of pretty huge releases coming out that day, right?
There are. You know, one of my favorites of the summer, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, that comes out on December 15th. This is one of the best received of the Mission Impossible series. You also have ones that weren't so as well received, Fantastic Four, which really kind of bombed for Fox, and it's, you know, it's another version of that story with the young, this time younger superheroes. But you also see, if you want to see The Maze Runner, which is a continuation of the series, the second film in the trilogy, that's going to be coming out, and Ted 2 also from Family Guy's, you know, Seth MacFarlane, the sequel to his very successful first comedy. Those are some good options before Christmas.
Interestingly, Fantastic Four, Ted 2, and Maze Runner, none of them particularly popular at the box office.
Exactly. Yeah. They didn't really hit. And, you know, it was one of those things where the critics kind of agreed as well. And that doesn't always line up. But, you know, they didn't impress. And, you know, I've seen users, people that have seen the Maze Runner film that are fans, really like this second one. So it might just kind of be how much you're into the series.
Yeah,
but
I think that's the case.
Yeah.
I think that's the case. And that's what's so great about home video, that, you know, even though you may have missed it when it came out or it didn't get great reviews, you know, whatever, you can, you know, very inexpensively check it out for yourself and make up your own mind. One that is worth pointing out, definitely, that's also coming out December 15th is another documentary that got lots of attention this year. The story of Malala Yousafzai, the teenager who was shot and left for dead in her homeland of Pakistan, went on to win the Nobel Peace Prize for her fight for equality for girls and women in her home country and equal education and so forth. The film that's called He Named Me Malala, also very, very touching documentary.
Definitely, you know, and that's from David Guggenheim, who, you know, he did Looking for Superman, which was another education documentary.
Right.
And, you know, she's such an inspiring person. I mean, she's been wonderful on The Daily Show. She's been wonderful in her speeches. She's just an inspiring person. And I think it's a film the family can sit around and watch and just, you know, say, hey, this is an important subject and this is an amazing girl.
Yeah, I think for young girls, especially she's a teenager, you know,
who exactly.
is so, yeah. so elegant, eloquent and has been through so much in her life. But I would think, I mean, it's a story about what's going on in Pakistan and what's happened to her and her family, but also a story about what a young person can accomplish despite the odds against them. I mean, that's what I took out of this movie. Highly recommended there. We also have on December 22nd a couple of other films that didn't do so well at the box office, but coming out in home video, and surprisingly one from Hugh Jackman, Rarely Has a Bomb.
I know, yeah. Pan, which is the origin story of Peter Pan, really didn't work. You know, it's fantastical, it's big, it was 3D, and, you know, the story elements just didn't really fly. People didn't latch onto it, you know. Maybe they just wanted the Peter Pan story to start where it does, you know. So it's another one of those misses, those big misses. But you also have some small films on the 22nd, right before the holidays. Pawn Sacrifice is the story of Bobby Fischer, starring Tobey Maguire. You also had the very strange Queen of Earth, which was written and directed by Alex Ross Perry. Great actress Elizabeth Moss from Mad Men stars in this film. And critics have kind of compared it to Persona, which is Bergman's film, or Polanski's Repulsion. So it's a very intense kind of psychodrama, but it's a very interesting film if you're looking for something different.
Yeah, you can check out a lot more when you go to metacritic.com. Keith Kimball, their film editor. Always good to talk to you, Keith. I hope you have a wonderful holiday. Thank you.
Great talking to you. Have a happy holiday.